Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And you want to talk about hot as a $2 pistol? With me today is Jay Yellis. And Jay, I think the first thing is, no one in the history of bass fishing has been on a streak like you have. You're kind of the Triple Crown winner right now.
You're right, Terry. It's just been an incredible last year for me, you know, to win all these titles, and not only to win them, but to win them all in the same year. It's just wild. And it's just an incredible time. I know I'll look back 20 years from now and say, you know, count this as, if not the high point of my career, certainly one of the pinnacles. I'm just really thankful that it's all come together.
Well, you know, it's amazing. You know, last year, the FLW Angler of the Year, of course. And then, you know, you think, boy, how can I top that? And then the Bassmaster Classic win, it was just really your event to win. You caught some fish behind people, in current, you know, every possible way that you wouldn't think you could catch them, you caught them. And then on top of that, now this year, the BASS Angler of the Year. And all three of those, really, if you look at the pinnacle of the sport, that's what everything's all about. It's got to be fun.
It's fun. And you know, I've been doing this for 15 years, and it just finally everything clicked this year. Sometimes I have to pinch myself when I wake up. It's just almost unbelievable. But I've definitely paid my dues, and I know that, you know, the good Lord has just really smiled on me in the last year and allowed all this to happen, and I'm very appreciative of it, and I count my blessings every day, that's for sure. But it's a great opportunity now to where I can use this platform that I have to try to help other people, and that's the bottom line, is if all this success in the past year can not only be for my benefit, but for other people's benefit as well. And so I'm trying to give back as much as I can, and I've got this new book that people seem to be enjoying, and we're promoting that book a good bit, just a lot of neat opportunities right now.
Well, I guess really one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, of course, is the book. We'll get into that a little bit. But the focus, you know, you're doing it for the right reasons. And I've known Jay a long time. And, you know, Jay Yellis has always been the same guy. And it's amazing, you know, as things start to progress and things start to happen, I always believe good things come to good people. And maybe that's what's happening right here.
Well, you know, I appreciate that. Terry, I don't know. Life is awfully complex, and you can't just sit there and say that there's any one reason why all this success has happened to me in the last year. It's a combination of a lot of things. You know, I've worked awfully hard at this fishing for the last 20 years, but all my guys I fish against, they work just as hard as I do, and if not harder. So there's a lot of things. I think a lot of it's the spiritual part too plays a big role. I know in God's perfect timing, it's been my turn to win and be at the top and in the past year. And I'm hope that it hasn't changed me as a person. It's good to hear you say that, you know, because that's not what it's all about. I am kind of glad that I'm 37 years old and I can, you know, all this fame and fortune hasn't changed me as a person, although I can see how it could change a person. You know, if you got too much of the fame and fortune too early in life, it could really go to your head. But fortunately, I've grown up enough to where I hope it's not going to change me. I don't think it has so far. And I just try to use the success as a platform to help other people and try to make the world a better place. And that's what I'm all about.
Well, you know, we catch you guys everywhere, and as you can tell, folks, I've got Jay, and he's at an event at Lake Wheeler right now, but I catch you on the cell phones, I catch you in a lot of places. One thing I can always tell you, though, is that when I call Jay Yellis, I get a phone call back, and that's very, very important to a guy that's trying to cover something, and, you know, the success sometimes can maybe muddy that water a little bit. Bassfan.com, you know, we've been promoting Jay Yellis, but it's been easy because you just keep winning, and you just keep taking everything in stride. We love it.
Well, good. You know, BassFan.com is the homepage for my PC back at home, and I think, you know, it's the place to go for the real-time information on the state of bass fishing and just, you know, all that's going on. It's very unbiased, and it's a that's the neatest thing. I love that internet. It's just a great communications medium that we've never had in fishing before, and I really love helping you guys out and trying to educate the fans on what's going on and help them follow the sport a little bit easier. It's always been tough. Fishing's been a tough sport for fans to follow because you can't pick up your sports page and read all about it, and you know, like you can the NBA or the NFL. So bass fishing, the internet opens that door up, though, and now any fan can keep right up with exactly what's going on with the good reporting you guys do.
Well, we appreciate that. I guess one thing I want to mention also is that you've got an editorial out there right now. I know a lot of people had questions, you know, for the Christian angler out there, or maybe the guy that had some questions about the bush patch. And I think that Mark Davis, yourself, Shaw Grigsby, a lot of the guys that really had to do a lot of soul searching, you were able to kind of answer that in your own way with your book. And I think that a neat way to talk about that is that you were able to give away a lot of books that maybe will reach people that you couldn't have had you not won Angler of the Year.
Exactly. And that's, you know, I won $100,000 for the winning Angler of the Year, and I used that money to buy 20,000 free copies of my book and give them away for free. And anybody can call right now and get one by calling toll-free 1-866-JAYLURE. That's JAYLURE. And just give them your name and address. They'll send you a free copy of that book. But it was an interesting year. You know, we had Anheuser-Busch came on as a sponsor of the tour this year. And some certain guys like myself, that, you know, I think it's fine that Anheuser-Busch wants to sponsor the tour, but I just don't want to personally endorse alcoholic drink of any sort. Nothing against their particular brand. It's just I don't want to promote any alcoholic drinks. That's just a personal conviction I have, but you know, there's other guys that do, and there's no right or wrong there, I don't believe, but it's just, but it's all working out pretty good. Anheuser-Busch is respecting guys like me that don't want to promote beer, and they don't have a problem with that. They understand that, so it looks like it's all going to work out, and they're going to, you know, keep using the bass fishing medium as a venue to promote their products. And
well, you know, it's amazing as you look at what goes on in bass fishing and you look at what's going on in the future. When Anheuser-Busch steps up to it with their marketing wherewithal, you got to think that maybe there's some neat things coming for us.
I think so. Bass fishing is really undergoing an exponential growth curve right now. It has been for like the last 5 years. And our fan base is growing across the country, and the purses are growing, and the TV exposure continues to be good. We get the bass fishing tournaments get great viewership on television. So it's a lot of fans I come into contact with consider bass fishing a breath of fresh air for the sport fan enthusiast, but we don't have a lot of the problems that other sports have. We don't have a lot of controversy as far as, you know, athletes being in trouble with the law or having problems with drug or alcohol abuse. And it's just a bunch of pretty good guys. And I think outdoorsmen are that way in general. And we're in the sport because we love to do it. We're not in it for the big bucks. It's a sport you can take your kids out and not be, ashamed of the way that the athletes conduct themselves. And it's a very family-friendly sport.
Well, Jay, as usual, you know, time goes by so quickly, and I know your time seems like it goes by real quick because of all the pressure of the press, but, you know, you got the Bassmaster Classic coming up. You get to defend that title. You were the Angler of the Year in BASS, so exemptions is not a problem. You were going to be able to get in for the Classic win no matter what you did as Angler of the Year. You follow it right up. Be neat to see you win the Classic again. That'd be unprecedented in any sport to have that type of a year, and we're hoping the best for you.
Thanks, Jerry. That's my goal, is to win that again. And I'm going to be down there in August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd for the Bassmasters Classic in New Orleans. And I just like to invite all those bass fans listening to come on down to New Orleans and join us. It's a great place to take your family. And not only do they have the tournament, they've got a great, great big outdoor show. And of course, the city of New Orleans has a lot of fun things to take your family to. You can go on a swamp tour, go wrestle some big alligators, you know, just have a good time down there. And But I would love to win that tournament again. That's that would really cap things off and be a, you know, a year that I would never forget if I could win that tournament.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.